Make room for some silence in your life. That's the message from Paddy Lane of the Retreat Association.
I think we live in a world that's full of noise and full of busyness. And to claim our inner silence and stillness is that opportunity to be more reflective about what's going on in our lives, to take time out to consider where we are and what's going on for us.
And what do you mean by inner stillness and silence?
I think it's a hard thing to describe. It's about clearing the clutter from our minds, I suppose, is one way of talking about it. So that instead of all of that stuff that zooms through our thinking processes all the time, it's about being still and quiet and being able to just sit with ourselves comfortably without that overthinking thing that can go on. We talk a lot about overthinking now, and I think that does happen for a lot of people.
So how do you get to that sort of quiet, still place then?
You can learn to do it by practicing it, and I think you do have to practice it. I think it's about just learning to still your body, so sitting comfortably and sitting still, recognising that there's noise around you, not inviting it in and not pushing it away. So just sitting with yourself and just being comfortable with that. And to do that, you have to be physically comfortable. And you have to be prepared to set aside a little bit of time for that each day, I think.
Is there a particular technique for sort of stopping your brain doing that thing? Because sometimes if you try and sit quietly, you get about a minute or so, and then loads of stuff comes coming in, or you hear a car go past, and of course that makes you think about something else, and off you go again. Is there a way of stopping that stuff getting into you? Sort of a clever top tip for that?
I don't think there's a clever top tip, because I think every person's different and each person will find their own way of doing it. What's important is to practice doing it and not get too anxious when it doesn't work for you, but to just go on sitting and being comfortable. Keeping your body still, I think, is helpful towards that. And also recognising that life is full of noise externally and not letting that intrude on your thinking processes. So it's that thing about Gerard Hughes, who's a Jesuit priest, says don't invite it in and don't push it away. Just let it be there so that you're actually more conscious of your inner self than you are of the external that's going on.
And how important is it to try and have some very quiet place to do it, or even as close as you can get to silence?
I think that does help, although for some people, silence, external silence, can be pretty scary. Because I think that what does happen the first time you go to a silent place is everything floods in on you. All those things that were really important bubble to the surface and can feel rather overwhelming, which is why if you're going to go to a retreat centre, then it's helpful to have someone to talk out loud to. It's not about counselling, it's not about therapy, but it's about hearing yourself say all those things that are really important to you that often stay on the inside and don't get externalised. So it's about clearing the clutter, like we do in our houses. There's lots around, isn't there, about getting rid of clutter these days. And I think it's about decluttering ourselves to claim that inner space.
Now, does it work in the same way if you're doing something like a guided meditation or even reciting a mantra? Because although there's actually some noise going on, you are kind of getting rid of all that back chatter that's normally there.
I think the mantra, of course, helps you be focused, doesn't it? So it's about focusing your time and your energy and your thinking. So a mantra or a guided meditation. Some people don't like words, but something visual will help them. So a picture, perhaps a postcard in their hands or something around them of nature to concentrate on can be really the way forward for them.
For someone who's been doing this for a while, what sort of benefits have you felt?
I find it life-giving. We are a busy resource office. We're constantly on the phone. There's emails. There's the busyness of Bermondsey street noise. And if I didn't actually at some point in the day go and claim some silence, I think that I wouldn't be able to function as I do. I wouldn't be able to keep the busyness going. Now, for me, what I do to claim that in the day is I either get up and walk around the building outside. Traffic noise is still there, but I'm being quiet within myself, or I go to the loo or something like that, just finding somewhere that's away from the normal where I can actually be quiet for myself. 2 or 3 minutes is just life-giving to the rest of the day.
That's Paddy Lane.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.